I've been in several accidents, and the first one that I was ever in was accident was down at Malvern. We had a train load of gravel, and it was real cold morning down below zero. And I was living at Malvern, and we went to work, and we'd gone to the river, and we got about 15 loads of gravel, and we had a 1700 class steam engine, and we started to we went down to the river, the gravel pit, and weighed all the and brought the gravel up there and weighed it, and we had air through the train. We checked the brakes, and so this was January 1943, and we left Malvern. We got a big run at the hill, which is we had to get a run at the hill near the Pull Hill. It was, and had such a heavy load of gravel. They was building air bases over around Carlisle and Stuttgart, and they was using that pea gravel in the building those runways. And we got to Butterfield there. Well, we topped the hill at Butterfield, and we had sent a flag over by Cody on a motor car with a section man. And he's holding all trains till we got there. Well, we got to Butterfield, and we topped the hill at Butterfield up there where Cody was standing. And the engineer was named Boggs, Floyd Boggs, and Henry Adam was the conductor. And of course, I was one of the brakemen, and another boy named Tommy Garner was the other brakeman. And the engineer went to set the air, and we couldn't stop. And we went sliding down the hill, and just before we hit the Hot Spring main line off the Camden main line, while we hit, there was a derail to protect the Hot Spring main line, because they run passenger trains and freight train and everything over that. Well, he couldn't stop. All we had the brakes on was the engine, and the train line had froze up. It was real cold, and it had been down that river water, and they had froze up, even though we had air when we was old Malvern. And so we hit this locomotive was it had a four pony trucks, four wheels up at the front, and then it had three or four, I forget, maybe it had four drivers, but it didn't have any trailing trucks, and then your tender back there. And so we saw what would happen. You was going to turn over that derail. Well, the derail, yes, we got the derail. We all started jumping off, trying to get off. Well, we was in a cut. We had to climb up the side of the wall. Yeah. And just a, wall where it was cut, and it was froze over. I know I was laying on my stomach, and everybody else was, and we was trying to, and I thought the cars went derailed too. And the engine, the pony trucks hit this derail and derailed them. Well, the drivers were sliding, and they slid the derail off. And we hit the Hot Spring main line down there while they turned sideways. These pony trucks turned sideways. And when they turned sideways, that hit that Hot Spring main line, and it was tearing that main line up. It was so heavy, and so the engine was turned over. Well, of course, I was already off. I was watching it from where I was trying to crawl up the bank. And the engineer was, he tried to get off, and he did get off before it turned over, but it was turned over when he jumped off. But we managed to get off without without anybody getting hurt. But I could just feel I could feel that the car hit me in the back and everything else. Of course, everybody was scared, really scared. And so we had a Hot Spring main line blocked, and they had to send a wrecker over there, and they send a wrecker we call what was a big hook. And they re-railed it, and they had to, and the Hot Springs Limited, which was a passenger train from Chicago to Hot Springs. It had then it had Diner on there and Pullman cars. It was really a nice train to run between Hot Springs and Chicago. And so that was the first encounter I had with it, with a wreck.